Even the most talented and gifted people who start up new businesses can use a little help along the way. If nothing else, to ask the question, when this happened, what did you do? The question can be answered by the members of the Oregon Entrepreneurs Network, an alliance of entrepreneurs from across the state willing to help other entrepreneurs get their stuff together. Our Business and Entrepreneur podcast, The Ground Floor, visits with OEN's Kara Turano about the general thrust of the help and about gatherings where OEN members meet in person. Host Cynthia Schur guides the conversation.
You're listening to The Ground Floor on Jefferson Public Radio, where we speak with regional entrepreneurs about their businesses and how they got started. But today, my guest is Kara Turano, who's the president and executive director of the Oregon Entrepreneurs Network. And OEN is a statewide organization that helps entrepreneurs be successful. So welcome, Kara.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So, Kara, could you give us just an overview of what Oregon Entrepreneurs Network is and what they do and who they serve?
Absolutely. So I can give you the actual mission, which is important. So we're an organization that's been around for over 30 years, building and strengthening Oregon and Southwest Washington's early stage entrepreneurs through the provision of education, guidance, connections, and financial opportunities to impel increasing economic input throughout the region. But what we like to say in our, 10-second pitch is that we're an organization that connects founders to funders and the folks that can help them grow their business. We are unique in that we are the only statewide organization supporting early stage businesses, regardless of where they are located and what their industry is.
Great. That is a comprehensive and succinct description of OEN. And I want to make sure that I give a shout out to your board member, John Williams, who suggested that we get you on the show just because fostering economic activity is so important to Oregon's health. When you talk about these early stage companies and how you're helping them, what are some of the services that OEN either connects them with or provides?
So when we say early stage, we're really talking about anybody from the time they have an idea until they are revenue sufficient for themselves for what they've considered success, or they are raising equity capital over, $2 million. So anything that you would consider like a seed or an early stage. Since it is really a very broad range of folks from idea to actual execution, we provide a lot of education, starting with what legal entity structure should you set up your company with? How do you plan your financial models? What's your sales strategy? How do you hire your first team? All the way to, I've learned all the different funding routes I can take, and I'm interested in pursuing equity capital. And the folks that are interested in growing their business from an equity capital standpoint tend to be the community we serve a little bit longer, because we are very good at training folks to pursue and take on equity capital. And so we have what we call investment readiness training. I don't love the name. I wish we could have something that I felt like was more reflective, but it's the conversations around perfecting your pitch deck for investors. Your pitch deck is your 8 to 15 slides that you're going to take to an investor to share your company's story and growth path and projected future to get an outside investor.
So it's like your sales pitch for money.
Correct. Your sales pitch for money.
And so you get people ready to do that pitch. And do you do some matchmaking with funders then as well? Or do you just get them ready to go out and then seek equity capital?
So we do a little bit of both. A lot of the funds inside the state and funds that are outside the state but interested in an Oregon investment are part of our, I'd call them, investor side of the network. Mm-hmm. And so we understand their investment thesis. So what I mean by that is what they're going to find interesting to invest their money in for their potential return. And so we'll do that kind of matching. And then the other thing that OEN does that is really interesting is we grow the investor side of the community. And so we do a program called Angel Organ. And an angel is an investor, just kind of like what you would imagine, somebody that comes in and helps get your company to the next level. They can be individuals or come in as a group. And so we train folks that have not ever been an angel investor how to do that. So through our Angel Organ program, we bring together a group of new and experienced angel investors, raise a small fund, and then our companies that are going through our Angel Organ program learn about investor readiness, determine if they want to seek outside capital, and then we pair them together. So each entrepreneur that's interested will go through a process where they share their company and their pitch deck and their financials. The investors assess them through a process called due diligence, and then we make small equity investments in companies. And then beyond that, we have a lot of investors who are then interested in potentially meeting different companies that learn the investment process and are interested in being a solo angel to support a company that they really believe in.
So you really work both sides of the equation, where you get entrepreneurs who need capital in order to grow their business, and you get them ready to talk to people who want to invest in businesses at a very early stage, and you help get them ready to like invest in one of these companies, and what does that entail? And you really work both sides of that equation.
And that is a really unique thing that we do. So like I serve in my job as the executive director of a nonprofit. I train and advise entrepreneurs, and I also raise an investment fund.
That is a big job. It's quite a portfolio.
It's interesting to be on both sides. And we're really very excited to try to support as many entrepreneurs as possible. And so if we can help grow the capital side, we think it's very interesting when someone gets an investment that we can help facilitate.
This is The Ground Floor on Jefferson Public Radio. I'm your host, Cynthia Scherer, and I'm speaking with Kara Tirano, who's the president and executive director of the Oregon Entrepreneurs Network. So, Kara, continuing on the investment side, Silicon Valley is, of course, known for venture capital firms and for angel investing. It's a very robust ecosystem for investing in early stage businesses. You know, first you might get an angel investment, and then you might need what's known as a Series A round of funding. Do you help shepherd funding for entrepreneurial ventures through several stages, or are you very much focused on the early stages?
We're very much focused on the early stages. By the time you are looking for your Series A, we've about tapped out the resources that we have. We do have a running list of folks and their check sizes and different theses that they have that may or may not be in the state of Oregon, and we can always facilitate an introduction, but it does get a little bit harder for us once we get past that initial seed and angel round.
Early stage entrepreneurs should really connect with OEN.
Yes.
And so can you give us an example of some innovative startups that you've started to see grow in Oregon?
Yeah. So in the Portland metro area, there was a big announcement maybe 3 weeks ago. Jama Software was acquired for $1.2 billion. And 18 years ago, I think they went through an OEN program. Again, Brand Live had an interesting announcement last week. They were a 2013 Angel Organ winner. So they had a small investment from us, and they've just made a big acquisition. And then we do see some other companies from other parts of the state that we're super excited about. We had a finalist in our Angel Organ program last year, actually from Medford. And we actually have a company in our Angel Organ food program this year that is from Applegate.
Wow. Can you say who those are?
Sure. So we had Anum is the company that was involved in our tech program last year. We're super excited about them.
Great.
And then this may be a brand you recognize, but Joey's Hot Sauce is currently going
through our
Angel Organ program, learning about how to connect to venture capital. And we see some interesting companies out in Bend. Altitude Beverage is one that we've been working with. We have an opportunity to go into Hood River, I don't know as many of the names of the companies there because that's a market we haven't been in yet. And then we see some interesting companies come out of the Corvallis area. Last year, one of our finalists was a company named Fozio. So yeah, we are seeing some interesting companies from around the state.
Oh, it's so great to hear that that kind of entrepreneurial activity is alive and well. And I did notice a lot of the activities that OEN sponsors are either in Portland or Bend, but how can people in what we call here the state of Jefferson get involved with OEN's programs?
I love that. I looked at the state of Jefferson today to make sure I had it all correct. One of the beauties of the pandemic is we realized that when we host our educational sessions online, about 30% of our attendees come from outside the Portland metro area. And so we recentered our entrepreneurs last year. Like, that's the reason that we exist as a nonprofit. And so all of our education from an Angel Oregon perspective, so if you're looking to learn about investor readiness, those are all online. We do a monthly pitch event where you can come and learn how to put together the pitch decks that we were talking about earlier. And it may not just be for an equity investment. You may be wanting to pitch to a new employee or your sales pitch. And we do those online once a month so that folks can get feedback from coaches and investors around the state. Those are the third Tuesday of every month during lunch, all online. And then for the first time in a long time, we are getting out of the Portland metro and out of just going to Bend, and we are coming to Ashland on May 2nd to host an entrepreneur, investor, business service provider mixer to share a little bit more about our programming and
awesome.
How we can support more entrepreneurs online and help with those connections.
Great. How would people connect with that? Do you need an invitation? Can people show up? What's the nature of the mixer on May 2nd?
That is a fantastic question. We will be at Growler Guys starting at 5. You can find more information on the OEN website, which is www.oen.org. And that is really just an opportunity for OEN to get back into Southern Oregon and meet folks in the community and share some of the opportunities that we have coming up. We're the recipient of a grant from Business Oregon that allows us to grow our Angel Oregon programming, and we want to make sure that entrepreneurs that are looking for equity investments are aware that we are doing that, and the majority of that support is online, and we want to ensure that the folks in Southern Oregon are participating and getting that type of support and access to equity capital that we know folks in other parts of the state have.
So I had an entrepreneur say to me once that entrepreneurs don't need education or resources because they wouldn't be entrepreneurs if they weren't already resourceful.
I agree.
So what kind of support do you find through OEN that entrepreneurs need the most? Where do you find the biggest pain points with people who are starting a business?
God, that's such a good question. We like to talk about how when you're an entrepreneur, you have to be fluent in a lot of languages. And most entrepreneurs are really fluent in their idea. And then understanding the financials, the tax implications, just like the running of the business is not always something that is intuitive or taught. So I would say that the majority of the support that we hear folks need is really how to combine all the areas of business that they know are necessary to grow and do that, particularly if they're an individual. And then I would say the second thing is just like the various routes that there are to capital. I know I've talked a lot about equity on this interview with you, but we do have a variety of ways that we can connect folks to grants, banks, loans, different avenues. And I would say those are probably the two, like understanding all of the business aspects. And we do a lot of that training and understanding the different routes to funding and getting connected to it. And we do a lot of that as well.
So if you want to learn more about OEN, go to oen.org. OEN.org. And for those in the state of Jefferson who want to get together with entrepreneurs and resources, look at the website and consider going to Growler Guys at 5 o'clock on May 2nd.
Anybody Go has ahead. Questions, they can also send a note to info@oen.org, and I will reply.
thank you so much, and thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Ground Floor, JPR's regional business podcast. I'm Cynthia Scher, your host, and you can find this program and more on our website at jeffexchange.org or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.